today. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey there. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me for another edition of Auto World. We've got an action-packed program for you in this hour of the broadcast. We're going to be joined by the Vice President of Modern Muscle. They're located just outside of Chicago. We'll find out all about the company and We'll find out some interesting news, no doubt, about some of the cool things that they're up to. Jody DeVere, she is the CEO of a company she started about 6 years ago called AskPatty.com. It's a website devoted entirely to helping women with their automotive needs. Will be joining us a little later on in this hour of the program. In hour number two, he is the new executive director of the Peterson Automotive Museum. It will be my first time speaking with Buddy Pep, and I'm looking forward to it, and I hope you are as well. Jeff Walker will be joining us from the Chubb Price Guide to tell us a little bit about what they're up to on the collector car market side of the fence. I believe they have a new app. He'll be telling us about that in an hour number three of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World stations. He's one of my favorites, William Jeans, former Car and Driver editor-in-chief, former publisher of both Road and Track and Car and Driver. He's an author, and he's also started many other magazines in his day. William Jeans will be telling us about a great article that you can find in the May-June edition of the Saturday Evening Post. It's about the 125-year love affair with the automobile. But right now, let's welcome the Vice President of Modern Muscle, Justin Myers, to the airways of Auto World. Justin, thank you for your time. How are you doing?
I'm good. Glad to be on the show. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Tell us a little bit about Modern Muscle. How long has the company been around?
We've been around for about 4 years. We're just outside of Chicago in the western suburb of Oswego, Illinois, which is actually a historic drag racing town out here in the area. And what we've brought to the market in the last 4 years is essentially a turnkey speed shop. And we can introduce engineering services, full builds, turnkey, any engine builds you can think of, suspension, chassis, full restorations. Really anything you can dream of, we can build it, from a custom to a race car to just a really nice street car.
Excellent. So you really cover the entire gamut there. It's a turnkey. You can, some customer can come to you and say, this is the kind of car that I would really love to own, and you can actually build it for that individual.
Yeah, you know, we're really just trying to bring dreams to fruition for people. They can drive in with a car they just purchased off the lot. They can come to us with an idea. They can come to us with a classic car. We can search and find automobiles for them and turn them into exactly what they want. Whether, no matter what they're planning, what they're dreaming of, we can absolutely produce it with our capabilities.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the restoration work that you do before we get into the nuances of the engine building and customization. Do you do complete restorations of all different ages and vintages of vehicles?
We do. We absolutely have the capability to produce anything that you can dream of. I will say that most of our business has really come from, obviously, the most popular market in the restoration business, which is your muscle car, classic muscle car. So that's definitely the platforms that we're most familiar with. But one thing we are very specialized in doing and very capable of doing is resto-mod type projects, or pro touring conversions, which really is the derivation of Modern Muscle, where we're applying modern technology and modern performance into classic chassis and classic automobiles. So that is really something that we take a late model engine, late model transmission, suspension, chassis, things like that, and put them in your classic automobile and really have the best of both worlds.
That's fantastic. You're right. You can have, modern day braking, modern day handling combined with modern day tires really can make a world of difference with some of the classic rides of yesterday.
Yeah, you know, the cars of today are light years beyond what we saw in the mid-60s, early 70s, where everybody, you know, really enjoyed the performance of a vehicle and what we can bring to those vehicles these days and still have that, you know, beautiful classic look of the classic muscle car and have, you know, air conditioning and 600 horsepower on pump gas. Absolutely no problem. Makes cars a whole lot of fun.
Excellent. Yeah, I hear stories. I mean, folks sometimes pine for a vehicle that perhaps they grew up in high school and always wanted to have, and then they go and buy it, and then they find that it doesn't handle as well as their daily driver, and that's simply because, as you pointed out, the modern technology has really come a country mile in the area of suspension tuning and braking and tire technology. So you combine that with the old school looks, the classic looks, and it's a win-win for everybody. What about for folks that are coming through your door with a brand new vehicle? I mean, this is such a golden age of performance vehicles. The pony car wars are back with the Mustang GT and the Mustang Boss, the GT500 Shelby, the Camaro, and the Challenger, particularly the SRT8 variant of the Challenger. Supposing I came through the door with a new Camaro, what kind of things could you offer?
Well, boy, that's you're right. The horsepower wars are back, and the amount of horsepower that we're producing out of these late model vehicles is staggering when you compare it to what people used to do. And really, any of our domestic V8 type EFI late model platforms, anything you can think of, we can do. We build anything from 400 to 500 horsepower street pounders to 1500 horsepower pump gas turbo cars. Anything you can think of, whether it's a new motor, suspension upgrades, transmission upgrades, power adders, whether it be nitrous oxide, superchargers, stroker motors, things of that nature, we're completely and utterly capable of handling, have the experience to do it, and have the capabilities to do it all in-house.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit about Mopar stuff. I noticed on your website, not only are you featuring a 9-second new Camaro, but you've also got a Charger. It's not the all-new Charger for 2011. It's the previous incarnation. Well, it's really a midlife cycle update here for 2011. But nevertheless, this vehicle has got a blower coming through its hood. What's going on?
It sure does. That's something that you're really only going to find from us at Modern Muscle. We have produced a handful of these cars now, which we have a Dyer's 871 blower sticking out of the hood with that good old late model fuel injected late model Hemi underneath the hood as well. And we've pretty much created one of these vehicles as a complete race car, and that's what you see in the 9-second Charger. But we've built street cars with these blowers as well, and they're just amazing head turners. They really have an incredible sound and incredible performance level to them. Just stump pullers, those cars are. It's just a lot of fun, and a lot of fun to drive them down the street and turn everybody's head.
I understand you've got a dyno right there on site, and your dyno is capable of handling up to 2,000 horsepower. Is that correct?
Yeah, 2,000 rear-wheel horsepower. So that means it's more at the crank. So through the parasitic losses, we can measure up to 2,000 rear-wheel horsepower, and we can spin it up to about 200 miles an hour. And I'm the in-house tuner, and I do all the EFI tuning there. I've got years and years of experience doing it, well over 1,000 cars under my belt, anything from mild to wild, well over 1,000 horsepower. And yeah, that's really one of our specialties, and one of the things that we cut our teeth on there is that we really know what we're doing when it comes to tuning EFI cars as well as carburetors.
Which is not always an easy thing to do. I mean, tuning a high-performance carburetor can be a little bit tricky, especially if you get into, you know, multiple carburetors, six packs, or in some of the foreign cars when they had three carburetors. Talk a little bit about that on the other side, and we'll also continue our conversation with Justin Myers about all things Modern Muscle. Don't go away.
Baby, let's cruise away from here.
Today on The Long Drive, a new vehicle called the IQ from Scion. The Long Drive is brought to you by Life Shield.
So is it too late to talk to the kids?
Yeah, they're already asleep.
Yeah, I really miss you guys.
Well, then you should tell your boss, no more business trips.
Yeah, right, that'll go over well. Anyway,
I just heard a noise downstairs.
What?
Oh my God, someone's in the house!
Call 911 and don't move.
But they're already in the house.
Don't put your home and your family at risk. Call LifeShield Home Security today. 877-404-7453. Get the best protection at the best price. It's 65% less expensive than ADT or Broadview. And with three layers of backup protection, LifeShield's wireless system stays on during power outages if your internet goes down, even if your phone lines are cut.
I have to get the kids.
Just wait for the police.
And right now, get 30 days of free home security with LifeShield's risk-free trial. Call 877-404-7453. Protect your home and family now. Call 877-404-7453 or visit trylifeshield.com for more. Call 877-404-7453 now.
Scheduled to launch in early 2011, the Scion IQ will be one of the smallest vehicles on the road. Designed for urban commuters who liked the smart car but wanted something a little bit bigger. Riley Brennan is Director of Programming for AOL Autos.
The IQ is known in Europe and in Japan. People here in America might say, oh, that's kind of like a smart car. The big difference for this car is it's actually got four seats. It will be America's smallest four-seater when it goes on sale sometime later this year. It's a very short vehicle. It's got some interesting packaging inside. It's kind of a fun little car, and I think it's good that Scion has it.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Justin Myers is our special guest, Vice President of Modern Muscle. You're listening to Auto World. Our telephone number, just in case you want to say hello, is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Email boblongradio@yahoo.com, boblongradio at yahoo.com. Justin is telling us all about Modern Muscle, his facility located just outside of Chicago. And Justin, before we go any further, why don't we make sure and have you give out the proper web destination any telephone information you'd like and hours of operation, go right ahead.
Yeah, you can visit us on the web at www.modern-muscle.com. All the contact information as far as email addresses is on there. Or you can give us a call at 630-898-5933. And we're at the shop Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5. So feel free to contact us 24/7 on the website via email or give us a call, and we'd be happy to help you out.
Wonderful. Justin, before the break, you were saying that you're an expert in both electronic fuel injection as well as carbureted tuning. I know from my own days, you know, when you're tuning, let's say, a Mopar vehicle with a six-pack on it, I mean, that can be pretty tricky.
Yeah, it really is. It's a lot of work. In fact, I've got a 340 up on the dyno waiting for me this week with a six pack, and you know, it's really accumulation of a lot of things. The instrumentation on the dyno is extremely helpful, you know, but at the end of the day, you really have to bring in your ear and your senses and your experience with motors like that to really get those carbs tuned up and synced up.
Tell us a little bit more about your engine building. I understand you've got a clean room and you blueprint the engines. Tell us a little bit about the type of engines that you build for folks.
Yeah, we really cater to the high-end race-type motor for, you know, really street cars, drag cars, performance road racing vehicles, things like that. And we've actually built a dedicated clean room that is atmospherically controlled and is obviously maintained very clean so that we can build these high-performance engines in really the best environment possible. And, you know, the kind of motors that we're building is, you know, naturally aspirated motors, boosted motors, alcohol motors, anything from early model to late model. We really have a lot of experience with putting motors together, blueprinting them, designing them, machining them to exact specifications, what we're looking for, so that you get the best performance and reliability out of the engine.
I'm sure you yourself have got a cool personal ride, and I'm sure that Modern Muscle's got a number of cool rides. You've built cars for SEMA, I know, in the past. What do you tool around Greater Chicago in?
Well, I tool around in Greater Chicago in what is the shop car as well, and that's a 1964 Malibu, which is a pro touring car like we talked about earlier, and it's pretty much a gorgeous 1964 Chevelle that we did a whole lot of custom body work to, cleaned it up, dropped it, put a four-link suspension in, and put a twin-turbo late-model LS engine in it, and she's putting down about 1,300 horsepower on pumped gas, so It's really a lot of fun on the street, real head turner, sounds great, looks great, it's got everything going for it.
Oh, that sounds really cool. No question, you probably get a lot of questions on that car.
Oh, we do, yeah. That was our SEMA 2008 car. That was pretty much our, you know, grand entrance into SEMA in 2008, and it got received very well. Stood in the Lucas Oil booth, and we actually won top 13 cars of SEMA in Popular Hot Rodding magazine. So for our first clip out there, you know, we were in some really good action there with some really well-known SEMA designers right up there with them.
Excellent. Are you planning any special vehicles for SEMA 2011?
We have some proposals in. We work with the designer Rick Bottom here, and he's in the Chicagoland area. And we have multiple proposals in with Chrysler, GM, and Ford, waiting to see if we get any dollar car sponsorships for the upcoming SEMA. Our last 2 years, we featured the quote-unquote 9-second Camaro, the orange 2010 Camaro that is putting out about 1,000 horsepower and has just about everything done to it that you can think of. So we're real excited to see what will come up for the next couple of years of SEMA here.
Speaking of the 2010 Camaro, just searching around your website, you've got a whole 2010 Camaro modification guide online that folks can check out. The Camaro has been a huge hit for General Motors, outselling the Mustang in recent times, and It's a great platform. The chief engineer on the project, Al Oppenheiser, is a good friend of mine, and I know that a whole lot of work went into this generation of the Camaro.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. The NewsData platform is without a doubt the best chassis platform that GM has come out with to date, and we're really having a great time turning these cars into real street pounders and doing fantastic things at road races and as well as drag races, making a lot of power, having fantastic suspension and chassis underneath it. But yeah, you can check it out on the website. We've kind of got a beginner's guide to modifying your 2010 Camaro and the options that we have to put in the vehicle, and you can see what makes sense for you and give us a call, and we'd be happy to put something together for you.
Excellent. Tell us a little bit about a product that I'm not familiar with that I know you guys feature, and it's a wax. Tell us about this Jax Wax.
Jax Wax is really some fantastic products, and you know, we were actually just at a car show a couple of years back, and we ran into a distributor of Jax Wax, and it really is some fantastic detailing products. You know, things that we used to struggle with keeping aluminum wheels polished and things like that. They've got some just amazing products that'll help you out with that. Great Carnauba wax products, polishing products, and waxes, top-notch stuff, and we do carry it, and you can get it through us.
That's great. All the modern platforms, just taking a look at some of the vehicles that you work on. I mean, a lot of these are just great. Of course, all the old muscle cars are wonderful, but you do modifications on Corvettes, including, I'm noting, Z06 here. You've also got the late GTO and the late G8, which is a great ride, to say the least. And the CTS-V products from Cadillac, as well as the Mopar products, the 300 and Charger and Challenger SRT8 variants of all, and the Mustang, of course. So, I can only imagine, you know, taking these already extremely well-engineered vehicles to the next level. I mean, what kind of stuff have you done with the CTS-V? I mean, that in itself is just an amazing vehicle, being the world's fastest 0-60 sedan.
Yeah, this new generation of LS motors, and being that the LSA is in the new CTS-V, is really a fantastic starting point. And to make a ton of power out of those engines is really not all that difficult.
Excellent.
Starting with this.
Hold that thought. We'll be back with more with Justin after this. This is Auto World.
I always end up driving by.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last blast forth thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to AquaRain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or AquaRain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We are talking with a gentleman who's got a very amazing, is what I started to say, and I might as well stick with it, shop outside of Chicago. It's called Modern Muscle, and he's the vice president, Justin Myers. And Justin, I've been poking around your site here, and boy, you guys have got some really cool stuff there and lots to be proud of. Before the bottom of the hour break there, you were telling us about working with some of these modern-day vehicles like the Cadillac CTS-V. You were saying that, you know, with so much engineering, it really doesn't take that much to bring already impressive level of power to incredible levels of power.
Right, yeah. GM's really done us a favor by starting us off with a really fantastic platform, and we can just simply improve on it. And you know, we offer blower upgrades for that particular engine, custom camshaft, cylinder heads, exhaust manifolds, long tube headers, things of that nature. And it's really anything you can think of, any power level that you want to achieve is completely achievable these days. And without having the need to run a bunch of really expensive race gas, I mean, pump gas these days is about as expensive as race gas used to be. So we might as well keep it as cheap as we can. But, yeah, absolutely. If, you know, give us a call and talk to one of our, you know, very capable and very intelligent sales staff, and we'd be happy to put you in a platform or, you know, project that would suit you very well.
I know you do an annual event every year, and it happened this spring. Tell us about this annual gathering at your facility. It's the 2011 Spring Open House. Some great pictures there, Justin. Boy.
Yeah, every spring we like to open up the doors and blow out Old Man Winter and have a real nice blowout event. And get all the car guys out and run the dyno all day long and give guys a real good dose of some good old-fashioned Detroit muscle horsepower and feed their bellies full of award-winning barbecue and just give people an inside look as to, you know, what we do in the shop, what we're capable of doing. And it's just really a nice thing to do in spring once winter disappears around here.
Absolutely. I notice you also exhibit at the World of Wheels events, and that must be great fun to be out there and probably getting a lot of attention and also potentially gathering up some new customers.
Oh, yeah. World of Wheels is just a world-class event. We've participated in the Chicagoland one for the last 4 years, and this year we ended up doing Indianapolis and Milwaukee as well, but it's just... it's really good company, and there's really a lot of fantastic cars at that show, and it just gives us an opportunity to display some of our hard work and talent and engineering and talk to a lot of people, and it's always a lot of fun to see people walk by the cars that we've built with their mouths wide open in disbelief as to what we've brought that year.
Oh, that is great. My personal favorite Jeep is the Grand Cherokee SRT8. Of course, we're going to see a new one. I believe it's going to debut late this summer, early fall. But you guys did some magic on the previous generation SRT8 Jeep. What kind of modifications did you do on that vehicle?
Oh, boy. Really anything you can think of. From an engine standpoint, we've done anything from 426 cubic inch stroker motors putting out about 700 horsepower. We've done power adders, any supercharger that you can think of, nitrous, camshafts, cylinder heads, long tube headers, drivetrain upgrades, suspension upgrades. It's really a fantastic platform if you want to have a truck, want to have all-wheel drive, and you still want to go fast. There's really no compromising anymore with a vehicle like that.
And certainly a great performance value when you look at some of the other high-dollar performance SUVs out there, like the, let's say, the Porsche Cayenne Turbo S. I mean, you can get into the SRT8 in the 40s and do some modifications and far surpass the performance of a $100,000 SUV. So, absolutely. What's your favorite project of all time? That's a pretty difficult question, Justin. It's like asking you what your favorite child is, but you don't have to narrow it down to one. You can tell us about several. What have been some of your favorites over the years?
Well, you know, the one that's near and dear to my heart is obviously our 64 Chevelle. That's really the car that put us on the map, and in just thousands of hours went into that vehicle as far as design and actual physically working on the car. You know, that is a product of us from the absolute ground up, from design to paint, bodywork, chassis work, engine work, you name it, we did it. So obviously that's going to be my favorite car. It's my car. But as far, you know, beyond that, really what's been a whole lot of fun is developing that 871 blower for the Mopar product. It's really so nostalgic, so unique, and it's done so well that it really combines that old school action with all the new school stuff, and they're just amazingly fast cars, just a blast to drive, really gets a heavy car moving down the street really fast with all that torque. So really proud of that, and it's really very unique, and we're the only ones that do it. So that's a real fun one there.
Absolutely, and there should be some, you know, additional good stuff coming from the folks at Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge. Of course, we got the 6.4-liter power plant now, and word that an 8-speed automatic is around the bend, too. So kind of have the best of both worlds with the new Challenger, for example, 470 horsepower. With the automatic, has the cylinder deactivation, you can get decent mileage, and yet that kind of power, if they put the 8-speed automatic in it, I mean, just straight from factory, it's a great car, and then bring it to a modern muscle, and you guys probably can really make that into a Ferrari eater.
Oh, yeah, absolutely supercar performance out of, you know, your domestic V8 car. You know, we always say stock is a good starting point, and then it just goes from there. So, yeah, if you want to go out and buy a Challenger and you want to go embarrass some exotic cars on the highway, Modern Muscle is definitely the place to go.
Do folks come to you from all over the country, Justin?
They do. We have, you know, obviously our biggest client base is regional here in the Midwest, and we have people coming from other states all the time, but we have gotten cars on car carriers with, from every extent of the contiguous 48 as well as Canada. So we've had cars from Boston, Canada, Texas, and California. So we're hitting everything these days.
That sounds fantastic. And certainly it sounds like you've been a lifelong car guy. Did it start when you were a little guy?
Yeah, you're born with it. It's in your blood for sure. You know, the funny thing, my dad really wasn't a car guy, and I don't know where I got it from, but ever since I could open up a car magazine and kind of understand what I was looking at, I was hooked. And it's absolutely in your blood, and every car guy knows it.
Absolutely. And in the realm of, to all of our listeners out there who have got older vehicles, I know, like, for example, there's a gentleman that lives on my street here. He's got an old GTO. I mean, you should really do a call out to these folks to bring their vehicle to a shop like yours and get the brakes and get the suspension up to 2011 standards, because, boy, it can make a world of difference.
It really does. You know, the memories of what the performance was in those classic muscle cars is far better than what it actually is. And you know, really, once we can put some people in a late model car or get them in one of our pro touring cars and actually feel how fantastic those cars can really be, and then have that classic look, which is obviously always gorgeous and classic, that's really where it's at these days.
Well, Justin, thank you so much for your time. Look forward to chatting with you again down the road.
For sure, Bob. Thank you.
We'll take a pit stop, and then more of Auto World is coming your way.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Back. Welcome back here to Auto World. I spoke with Billy Gibbons yesterday, actually, the lead singer of ZZ Top, the guy that has written about 99% of all of their music. They're in studio in Houston, Texas, and they got a new album on the horizon. Matter of fact, talk about a cool little media hit they had. Their publicist, another very good car guy, Bob Miralles, who lives in Los Angeles, writes a little bit for Automobile Magazine. He managed to get a brand new untitled ZZ Top song played from this untitled upcoming ZZ Top album on the space shuttle there, the global the space, whatever you call it there. It's not the space shuttle, but what do you call it, Matt? It's not the space shuttle. It's the space up there in outer space where they're hanging out watching. But anyway, I'll think of it before the end of the hour, hopefully. But let me throw out a trivia question here. I've had a long day, to be honest with you. I've done an awful lot of radio today, but I love being with you guys. So let's throw out a trivia question here. Who invented the electric starter? You know, back in the early days of automobiles, and we're going to be talking a lot about that in the third hour of the broadcast. We're going to be talking a lot about the history, the 125-year history of the automobile. And we want to know who invented the electric starter, which car company invented the electric starter. Here's a hint. It's still around today. Here it is. ZZ Top sneaks new song for the Soyuz crew. So it's the space station, the International Space Station. There you go, aboard the Russian Soyuz. The astronauts got a sneak preview of a track that is slated to be part of a ZZ Top album as yet untitled. So that is what I call innovative. I don't know how that gentleman pulled that one off, but he is a brilliant music public relations guy. So nothing surprises me in this world these days. 877-877-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Who invented the electric starter? No, it was not Henry Ford. No, it was not Louis Chevrolet. No, it wasn't Dodge. Which which car company, you don't have to tell me the name of the person, just tell me which car company was the first to offer the electric starter. We're going way back. We're going back to 1911. Whoever comes up with the answer to this question, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to put you in the running for a prize from our good friend out there in Arizona, the Busted Knuckle Garage guy himself, the founder, the chief mechanic, Mr. Warren Tracy. He's going to reach in and grab perhaps your name, and you'll be the winner of a cool prize. He's sent out prizes in excess of $100 here on the broadcast. So why don't you tell us the answer to the question. Back in the year 1911, that's the year the electric starter first showed up on what car? Bonus, if you can tell me who invented it. A famous gentleman in his own right. The telephone number 800-259-9231. We were scheduled in this segment to be joined by Jody DeVere from AskPatty.com. We're going to have to reschedule with her because producer Matt tells me she is nowhere to be found. So we'll see if we can hook up with her next week or perhaps the week after. Ask Patty's a cool site specifically geared towards women. And the first question I should ask her is why she called it Ask Patty. You know, why isn't it Ask Jody? Because between you and I, there is no Patty. So why did this woman call the website Ask Patty? That is the true question. That's the real question that we want answered. 800-259-9231. The trivia question is about the car company that brought us the electric starter. You know, you take it for granted today. You just go in your vehicle, you turn the key, the engine starts, or on a lot of modern vehicles, you don't even have to do that. You push a button and the engine starts as long as you've got your key fob on your person or in the car. But back in the old days, the early days of the automobile, you had to get out in front of the vehicle and hand crank it, turn this crank to get the thing going. And that prevented women and lots of people from driving a vehicle because sometimes the hand crank actually had like a kickback, almost like a gun going off. And this car company was the first to bring forth the electric starter, and we continue to get guesses here via the email, boblongradio@yahoo.com. No, it was not Oldsmobile, but that's a very, very good answer because Oldsmobile, believe it or not, was a real cutting-edge brand when it came to innovations. It's now no longer around. Plymouth, no, that is incorrect. Plymouth, another brand gone. Let's go to Ohio and welcome Mary. Mary, welcome Marie. I'm sorry, Matt correcting me. Marie in Ohio, you're on Auto World, and I thank you very much for calling in. How you doing?
Good.
So what do you think? Which car company gave us the electric starter, something we all take for granted these days?
Was it the Packard?
You know, that's an outstanding answer. Unfortunately, an incorrect one, but right along with Oldsmobile, Packard was chock full of innovations. They had an advertising slogan, Ask the Man Who Owned One, and a very good guess. What's your favorite new car? What would that be?
Oh, gosh. Corvette.
Oh, good choice. Absolutely. Have you ever owned a Corvette?
I have not.
Well, you must do so at least once in your lifetime. Absolutely.
Right.
Why not? Live it up a little bit. Life's too short. Get yourself a Corvette. Then again, I don't have to pay for it. So they're mighty expensive, but they're beautiful cars. Thanks for giving it a shot, and thanks for listening to Auto World. Don't be a stranger. We'd love to talk to you again. Brad is in Iowa listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Brad, who brought us the electric starter back in the year 1911?
It was Cadillac, and my grandmother had one. She had the first one in Marshall County.
Wow, great story. And the gentleman who invented it was Charles Kettering. You're 100% correct. We're going to put you on the top of the heap here for a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. So that's cool. So you actually had it in your family, a 1911 Cadillac. Boy.
My grandfather bought it for my grandmother.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And it was the first one out here in this part of the world. And it was really quite a story because she could get in, and I think it was a button on the floor that she pushed, and it activated the thing, and it was quite a thing. My grandfather was a banker, and at any rate, I know she really, from the stories anyway, it was a real revelation from instead of having to go out and crank it.
Absolutely. I mean, it was groundbreaking for its day.
Yes.
Whatever happened to your grandmother's Cadillac there from 1911?
You know, I honestly don't know. They went through a lot of cars through the years, and they ended up with a Hudson back in the 30s, and that was the last car that they owned that I remember. I used to ride around in that one. But anyway, it was quite a story, quite a stir around, because she could just get in and get her girlfriends and whatever, and she just stepped on the button on the floor, I imagine it was a mechanical activator that started the engine for her.
Absolutely. It was cool stuff. Well, hang on for Matt, and we'll get all of your information, and we'll see if we can get Warren Tracy to send you out a prize. You might even join us on today's broadcast. You never know what's going to happen here on Auto World. There are always surprises that are happening. Let me tell you a little bit more about some of the other cool things that have been going down recently in the realm of automobiles. The big news this week, as far as I'm concerned, because I love Jags, Jaguar, as they would like to say, because they're British, Jaguar, they are going to build this supercar, ridiculously priced, but it's a beautiful car. If you get a chance, do a search on the Jaguar supercar. It's called the X75, and just take a look at the design. In concept form, they were using a turbine engine. In production form, they're going to use some sort of combination of a gasoline internal combustion engine and electric motors at the wheels. Very similar to what Porsche is doing with their Megabuck 918 Spyder. The Porsche one is 800 and some odd thousand. This one's going to be 700 and something thousand. Nevertheless, if you win the lottery, you can pick one of those up. That's going to do it for this edition. This hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, and investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold before your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.